Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and our favors.
We're
your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
Like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates. But there's no time like the present to give love,
to give love
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference,
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be. So why don't you give love?
Without any further discussion today, Imam Shaheen Shabazz will be coming on the air with his beautiful message to you in the U.S. and around the world, Black Lives Matter. Imam Shaheen Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum. Imam Shabazz, can you hear me? 1 moment, let me see here if I have this right. Not sure. Imam Shabazz?
Yes.
As-salamu alaykum. Okay, you're on the air now.
Okay. First of all, excuse me, I'm a little hoarse. Bear with me, please, people. excuse me. Yes, we want to thank you all, whoever is listening. We haven't been on the air in about 3 weeks due to some, you know, difficulties. But, you know, Allah says with every difficulty comes ease. So we're getting the ease today. And we want to thank Allah, our creator and sustainer, for the ease that he's given us today. And we want to open up with prayer.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Imam Shabazz.
Yes, can you hear me?
Imam Shabazz.
Yes, can you hear me?
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
He's on the air, but I'm not getting him. Imam Shabazz?
Yes.
I feel like, yes, I lost you there for a minute. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I know you're here. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. My apologies for the interruption, and you may continue at this time.
Okay, as I was saying, I was giving praise and thanks to Almighty Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, for blessing us to be able to come on this Sunday. We hadn't been on in about 3 Sundays. As I said, Allah says, with every difficulty, there is relief. And he emphasized it 2 times. To let you know that you must go through difficulty in order to get relief. So with every difficulty, there is relief. So we have relief today. We can hear this beautiful program. And all you listeners out there, welcome. I welcome you back to the program. And we thank Allah that you are tuning in to us. And we can all share in the mercy, the greatest mercy and grace from Allah. And that's his truth in the Holy Quran, the only book of truth that will free our minds, our souls, and us from spiritual bondage, from the bondage of the evil of this world. So we open with the prayer, Al-Fatiha. We will open with the Al-Fatiha in Arabic, then in English. It's still in English, but it's a translation. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. In the English language itself, we just said with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, the most gracious, the most compassionate, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we see. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Amen. People, we would like to start this talk. It's been a string of black killings around this country over the last months or over the last year. I mean, it has accelerated. Now you have where black people can't even walk through neighborhoods around this country without being considered a threat to white people in this country, just walking through the neighborhood or jogging through the neighborhood. I understand one case recently, I stand to be corrected, where it was this man and this black man and his wife, could have been a child, but at least a black man and his wife and this white man, they was walking through this neighborhood, and this white man and his wife came out with a gun and asked them what was they doing in the neighborhood what was they there for. And they told them, we just walking through the neighborhood. And they said, well, we're going to keep you here until the police get here and let them decide. And they held them at gunpoint until the police got there. Of course, they was charged with assault with a deadly weapon and everything. But the point is, these string of whites coming out everywhere now, all over this country, especially the United States of America, are attacking black people. It's happening for a reason. And we want to get to the reason today. Nothing happens without Allah having a specific reason for it happening. And Allah has a specific reason for this happening. And we want to start off today with what Allah bless us to write down here to start you all, African-Americans or so-called black people. And it also is for white people too, so-called white people too, and in general for all people to understand what true justice is. Now, before I get started in the subject, I want you to think about everybody injustice. Think about the word injustice. Most of us, Muslim, Christian, no matter who you call yourself, when we think of injustice, we think of somebody doing somebody else an injustice, whether it be an individual or people. But people, injustice is much higher than that. It's much more personal than that. If you look at the word in means in. Justice means what? In also. Injustice comes from inside the human soul. When the human soul is in accord, in agreement with the Creator, then the human soul will cause the human being to think intelligently and live a just life, according to the will of the Creator inside their soul, and He's all just. So justice starts with taqwa, God consciousness. And when people lose God consciousness, they lose the ability to understand what justice is. They'll think something wrong they done is just. Just like whites think it's justice to kill black. Well, black people think it's justice to kill other black people. So let's make this thing equal here today. So I said Allah the Creator made all life sacred. All life matters, people. But if any group among the human race forget the Creator, Allah, they lose the ability to be just to themselves. Justice begins with the recognition of God in the human soul. Most people in this human race have forgot this fact. And until they come back to the remembrance of Allah, the Creator, there will never be justice, people, between the races. With justice comes equal treatment under Allah's law, the Creator's law. Each individual is responsible for his or her actions. So all people working together can bring about justice in this world. The Creator plan. He said he created the heavens and the earth for just ends, for justice, and for a term appointed. So all creation was created under what Allah, the Creator, say is a just balance. It's not balanced if your brother has no food to eat and you got food to eat. That's not a balance. It's a balance when both you and your brother got food to eat. If your brother is suffering from poverty and you got the means to relieve him or her of that poverty and you refuse to do it, then you are being unjust, because justice is one for your brother, humanity, the good you enjoy for yourself. And until, but Allah also say he created the human race as nations and tribes that we might get to know one another and not hate and despise one another. And Allah say the most honored among human beings is the one that is the most just, the one that is the most regardful of their responsibility to their Creator to be just and be good, live a good life. So right there we will stop and take any questions, comments. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, my friend. You're listening to the Thunder Broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. As you can see, there's a strong discussion on in the U.S. and around the world, Black Lives Matter. And this begins with, he says, justice. Justice, which we all have, because by nature we have been given justice, okay? And if there are any comments, anything that someone would like to say at this time, please let us hear from you. Push number one button, and you light up, and I will be glad to have you answer your. Be glad to hear from you and answer your questions. Happy network. And now, Shahid Shabbat, to answer your question. Okay, I don't see the numbers lit up here. So, Imam Shabazz, I suppose we do have quite a few people listening, but no number, no one's lighting up here to see if they would like to ask a question. So, at this time, you may continue.
Okay, we'll do just that, inshallah. Another thing, people, I want you to know is that, you know, this coronavirus that we've been experiencing all over the world, and especially in the United States in particular, I say that for a particular reason. You know, we know that no human being have any power if you've got intelligence. All power belongs to Allah, the Creator. So Allah is the one that's got this particular plague. It's a plague all over the world. But Allah's not doing it. It's the people doing it because the people have turned away from Allah. And when you turn away from Allah, your Creator, you bring injustice on yourself. You bring all kinds of injustice on yourself. So if you want to stop this injustice, not just whites killing blacks, you got people in the human race, period, killing each other. So let's look at the whole picture. Injustice is when the human race forgets the Creator, and then they become unjust with each other. There's no justice. You can kill somebody and think nothing of it because you have no value of human life when you forget the Creator. None. Human life begins with taqwa. Human life begins with God consciousness. So apparently white people killing blacks, they have no God consciousness. Black people killing other black people, they have no God consciousness. Other people in the human race killing their own race, another race, they have no God consciousness. While we've had people in the past killing people, serial killers, cutting up their flesh, eating their meat off their flesh. I mean, all kinds of horrific things happening simply because people have turned away from the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And people, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, say, when you forget Him, you will fall to doing the lowest of the low of moral degradation. You'll do anything the Creator say. And this is what we got going on. So we don't want to just talk about Black Lives Matter. Yeah, we know Black Lives Matter, but all life matters. Even the life of animals matters to Allah. You don't want you to just kill an animal just for the hell of killing an animal or the sake of killing an animal just because you want to kill. No. All life is sacred. Why? Because all life comes from the Creator. And our Creator, Allah, He is sacred. Allah is sacred. So this is something you need to take under consideration. Because, like I say, time is not on our side if you're not striving to come back to the justice that your Creator created in you as a human being, as an individual. He created you just. He created you all good. And He created you righteous. So, you know, these qualities, these divine qualities is already in you, people. You just have to have the will to look inside with a pure heart, and you will connect, or the Creator will bless you to connect. Allah will bless you to connect with His reality. His reality is not this material world. Allah's reality and His just world is unseen. It's spiritual. So this world here, Allah says, is an unjust world. So when people turn away from Allah and only desire the things of this world, they are unjust at that moment right then to themselves, and they will be unjust to everybody around them. They will make the world not in a living but an existing hell on earth. And that's what we have on earth right now, an existing hell. And it's not by it's not for no other reason than that people have turned away from the true worship and service of their Creator, our Creator, Allah. And Allah said, when you turn away from His goodness, you become all evil. Allah said, all the good that happens in the human being life come from the Creator, who's all good. And Allah said, all the bad that happens in our life come from ourselves. So let's take a look at our self, do self inventory first. And understand again that Allah say He created us as race, different races and tribes that we might get to know and love each other and help each other in righteousness and justice. He say He did not create us as a human race that we may despise, hate, envy each other, and kill and hurt each other. So read the Holy Quran, the final revelation for all people on the planet, Christian, Jews, whatever you call yourself, Buddhist, Hindu. The Holy Quran is the final revelation, not just for Muslims, but to give guidance so people can bring this world back to a just world. That's the only book that you can read that you are not being interrupted by man's version of what the Creator say. How in the world can we have a version of what our Creator say? Allah saying in the Holy Quran, whose word can be truer than my word? So we ain't got no version, and our opinions don't count. Only the only word that counts in this world, in the heavens and the earth, is the word of the Creator. He's perfect. We're not perfect. If I do what I want to do, I'll always go wrong. If you do what you want to do, you'll always go wrong. But if you strive to follow the divine will of Almighty God, Allah, your Creator, in the Holy Quran, you'll always go right. I'm going to stop again and pause and see if there's anybody that wants to make a comment. I know you're just coming on, back on in 3 weeks. We would like for you to just participate. You don't have to talk long. You can just say, well, you know, I'm glad to be back on the show, anything. I mean, you can never, people, learn just by listening at other people, even though they'd be a good teacher. You must have some input. Share with the others how your Creator has been so merciful and so gracious to you. You know, you can just do that. But just sitting back not saying anything on this beautiful program, that's to me, that's a form of injustice, because there are people I know listening, they have something good to say that their Creator, Allah, has done for them, and they're doing for them all the time. So why you just want to just keep your mouth shut? Because I'll say this to you before I stop. On the day of judgment, if you don't speak now and praise your Creator, Allah, our Creator, and give Him thanks and keep your heart in repentance to Him for all of your wrong and your evil, you will not have that chance and opportunity to do it on the day of judgment. So it's time to start talking. Allah say for the believers, those who truly believe in Him, that our job and responsibility to Allah on this earth is to enjoin people, encourage people to all that's good, and forbid people from all that's haram, wrong, bad, evil. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of the Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And at this time, I did want to make a comment. There's so much going on now that's unbelievable and horrifying to those who have trusted in this society and this world so much. There's an understanding that the real true leaders are so corrupt, and the destruction that they have done is unmentionable, that they are doing. There are some leaders, and I choose not to call their names, that they have taken off as leaders. I understand they have doubles even of them, and they are going to trial and have already been tried, some of them. So these leaders are not just in the United States, also in other countries, the head leaders. and what the, and people with big money, the ones who control the country, billionaires and all, they are doing things, horrible things that you wouldn't believe, and one thing is killing children, taking them and molesting them and killing them and eating parts of the body of these
That's right.
so-called rich people. And this is being exposed now and among people that you wouldn't believe would ever do something like this. You're a leader.
That's right.
And so a lot of them are being seated, and they are being given doubles right now. I understand some of them, because they don't want to be known. I guess there's so many of them. But at this point, are being given doubles, I understand. So this is corruption of the world. And I understand as a result of this, a new world order is coming in. All this corruption is being uprooted, upseated, destroyed. The corruption of these big, powerful rulers. And like I said, some in other countries, big names, rulers of other countries are doing the same thing. And all of them now, the people, they're going after them, and they're getting them and upseating them. And they said a new world order, this is at this time, is being coming into effect, or this evilness will be destroyed. So I just want to let you know what is going on. You probably have heard about that. If you've been seeing this on Facebook and all, you've probably seen information regarding some of this, and you know who I'm talking about. But yes, this is an evil. It was an evil corrupt world. A lot of just got he allowed this evil to go so far before it's destroyed. And it's time now. It's time is up now. So now I will give you back to Imam Shahid Shabazz. If there's any questions at this time, let me see. I'm going to pull up the queue and see if he has any questions. Yes. Could you give me your name and tell me where you're calling from? Are there any questions that you have at this time? Okay, let's try another number. Yes, could you give me your name and tell me where you're calling from? Could you give me your name and tell me where you're calling from? All right. I believe I know this number. It's a 919 number. Could you give me your name and tell me where you're calling from? I believe this is Brother Larry.
Yes,
Assalamualaikum. Well, Assalam, yes. Brother Larry, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I hope everyone is well.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Assalamualaikum. Well, Assalam to you, yes. Is there any comment that you would like to?
Well, first I want to give my greetings to the radio family. Of course, praise for sure. And I'm glad that they're here. We are able to hear some inspiring words and encouragement from the host here on the show. So I just want to more or less listen in for right now. It's been a while. So it's like to listen in and get some up, so to speak. But I'm enjoying the show. Very much.
Well, we thank you, Brother Larry. It's good to hear your voice. We miss you. And you're part of, as you say, the radio family. We are family.
Yes.
It was phone. Some people put out, we are family. All my sisters. But we are family as a human race. But once you cut yourself off from the remembrance of Allah, you no longer become of the human family.
Right.
Allah made us a human family.
But what makes us human
is, you know, the spirit of Allah, you know, our creator being, you know, in us, and us, you know, recognizing his grace and mercy, as you so often say. We need to be more grateful to Allah for all of his mercy that he have on us. All the time, even when we don't deserve it.
That's right.
So we are definitely glad to have you on. If you got anything else you want to say, please, by all means.
All right, that's Brother Larry that we have here, and we always welcome him as we say he's family now, and we are always excited to have him on whenever he comes on, and we love to just hear from him and have at least some comment. Here is another number. It's 313-213-6568. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? I really can't hear you. I believe it's your brother that's speaking. Someone's saying something. Okay, I'm really not able to hear this person at this time, so I will go on to another number. That's let's see. I'm going to pull another number here. 336 number, 725. 336-725-3189. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Right. We have another number here. I know who that is. That's Imam Shabazz, that's your cousin there. So he knows that he loves to listen but not to really comment. So we will go on from there. Okay. Thank you all for listening, all of you. We love to have you, and it's not necessary that you comment, but we always want to hear from you and get some feedback as to what you're thinking about the show and the message that's being brought to you by M. Shabazz. And obviously, we feel that you must be enjoying it, or we wouldn't have you on the show to support us each Sunday. And thank you. Coming on, and anytime, please let us hear from you. Now back to Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes, thank you very much. My people, I'm coming from the word of Allah, the Holy Quran, the word of the Creator for all people. Allah says in his final revelation, this is so important because we're living in a very materialistic world, and these peoples in power, they have a plan. Their plan is called population control. They want to control the population of people like they some god. The only one that really have true control over who live, who die, what's going to happen down here on earth, what's going to happen in the heaven, is the Creator. But people being ignorant of the Creator, they will allow themselves to listen at man and act like man know what's going to happen. Just like this coronavirus. Yeah, a lot of people actually think it just come up out of the blue. No, this virus was put out here by the government. You don't have to believe me, and I say it again. It was put out there by the government to diminish the population so that it won't be so many people in the population. They want to trim it on down to where there ain't nothing but a few rich people left here. You understand? So it's time to put on your thinking cap. Look at all the things that's happening. Think about the things that's happening. And if you don't have any faith in God, you're just hoping in Allah. You're hopeless anyway. What I'm about to read, this is your life for every human being. This is your life. Allah say no good or truth is ever lost. Meaning that any good you do to please Allah and you follow Allah's truth, you can never be lost. You will always be guided. Allah say human beings' power and human beings' prosperity in this world are fleeting, meaning that they're ending fast. But Allah say his power and his justice will last forever. And he said his power and his justice will enforce personal responsibility on people on the day of judgment. You see, so people, this is no game. And like Sister Isra said, Allah says in the Quran, he said there is a point that he will allow people to sin in this world. And he won't punish them right away. He said he'd give them a long time. In fact, Allah said when he decreed the creation of the heavens and the earth, he decreed that his mercy prevail over his wrath. So Allah is long in his mercy. But because he's long in his mercy and let us do things and do things and do things for 50, 60, 70, 80 years or how many years, even at 100 years, and we don't be punished, so it seems to us we're still able to go on doing these things, don't think you're getting away. Your punishment is already, it's already innate. It's in your nature. You come into an evil end. Allah said the end of evil is evil. And Allah said the end of good is good. So if you're doing good to please your Creator, your end is going to be good. And if you're doing evil to please yourself, your end is going to be terrible. It's going to be evil. So Allah says here, on the day of judgment, ain't nobody going to be able to help nobody. Your personal responsibility to your Creator Allah is going to be enforced. Like they say, law enforcement. Well, Allah is the law, and this law is going to be fully enforced on you on the day of judgment if you didn't live according to his will. And he's most just, so he ain't going to put nothing on you that you don't do. If you got evil on your record or on your record of deeds, you put that on there by your evil actions. And if you got all good on your record, you got that on your record because you were living a good life, a life, the life that Allah created you to live, a good and just life. People, this is going to happen faster than you can imagine. Even if you don't believe it, you're going to be there, and it won't be long. Allah says this. So Allah says here, Allah says his mercy and power endure or last forever. Allah says people should understand and not resist Allah's revelation in their life. Allah says human wisdom and human power as given to Prophet Dawood or David were only for establishing Allah's righteousness on this earth. And Allah say human glory, like that of his prophet Suleiman or Solomon, rested on slender foundation, meaning that it didn't last long because it was human and it was imperfect. So Allah say here, Allah is the one to whom all praise is due in the heavens and the earth. Allah say he is the one to whom belongs all things in the heavens and on earth. Allah say to him and him alone is all praise. Allah say in the hereafter, Allah say he is full of all wisdom and he's acquainted with all things. Allah say he knows what goes into the earth and all that comes out of the earth. Allah say he knows all that comes down from the sky. And Allah said he knows all that ascends thereto up to the sky. Allah said he is the most merciful, the often forgiven. And again, I will stop there just for you to think on those words. And if you got any comments or thoughts or just want to think about it, we'll pause at this time and see if Sister Isla have any comments on what we just said. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum, my friend. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat. And he's having a beautiful discussion in the U.S. and around the world, Black Lives Matter. Yes, and then he wants you to know that Black Lives Matter because all people are made, all lives matter. All people have been made just by their creator, okay? And he says he creates all life good. And so if Black Lives Matter, that means that Black people must understand that we have to be just to one another because our Creator made us a just people. And we have gone against our nature. And we are disobeying our Creator when we do harm to one another. And we can't expect others to treat us right and respect us as human beings when we don't treat each other right and want to act other than our human selves. We must conduct ourselves in a way that shows that we respect ourselves and are determined to let others know that our lives matter. No one has the right to take a life that was not created by the creator, that they didn't create. No one. All lives matter. And all lives are equal under the eyes of the Creator. So therefore, we all must learn to respect each other, respect life, respect human life, respect that we are all one human family, strive to live accordingly, to show that we are one human family and we will have a world that we want to live in, like a good world full of good life. I think that's it for me. Imam Shahid Shabbat. You may continue.
All right. That was very good. So I like what you said. And it was it went straight to the soul of everybody listening. It was very soulful. We want to read here out of the Quran, Surah 59, for those who want to know the surah or the chapter. Start with Ayat 18, of verse 18. Allah, the Most High, creator of the heavens and the earth, say, O you who believe, fear Allah, and let every soul look to what that soul has sent forth for the day of judgment. Yes, fear Allah, for Allah is well acquainted with all that ye do. And be ye not like those who forgot Allah. And Allah made them forget their own souls. We've been talking about that. Such are the rebellious transgressors against the will of Allah. Allah say, not equal are the companions of the fire of hell and the companions of the garden of paradise. Allah say, it is the companions of the garden of paradise that will achieve felicity, eternal happiness, eternal peace, eternal life. Allah say, had Allah set down the Quran on a mountain, Allah say, truly, that mountain would have, you would have seen that mountain humble itself and split apart for fear of Allah. You see, everything Allah created has fear to go against his will, except man and woman. Allah says, such are the likenesses which Allah propound or give to human beings that they reflect on the life of the Creator and his purpose and plan for their life here on earth. Allah says, he is the one that than whom there is no other God. Allah says, he is the one that knows all things, both secret and open. Allah say he is the most gracious, the most merciful. Allah say he is the one than whom there is no other God. the sovereign, the Holy One, the source of peace and perfection, the guardian of faith, the preserver of safety, the exalted in might, the irresistible, the supreme. All glory is to Allah. Most High is Allah above the partners people worship or attribute to worship with Allah. Allah is the creator, the evolver of all creation. Allah is the one that bestows the forms of people and the colors of people. To Allah belong the most beautiful qualities. Whatever is in the heavens and on earth, do declare Allah's praises and glory. And Allah is the exalted in might, the all wise. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum as-salam. That's good. That's good. That's a beautiful teaching by Imam Shahid Shabazz there for us to ponder on from the Quran and understand people that we must give ourselves respect. Okay? We must learn to respect ourselves before we start pointing fingers at others about how they are treating us. And if you treat yourself good, automatically you will be treated good.
So that's
the
right.
It all comes back to you, you and how you are treating one another as a family. Are we really treating each other as family on earth? Or are we despising each other because of how we look or what we have or the position we have on earth? But people have to think that good comes from good. We treat each other good and do not despise someone because they don't have what we have. If they don't look like we look, then we will have good to come back. We won't have these problems we have on earth. It's all comes from within yourself. Look within yourself first. Whenever anything happens, see how possibly you could have helped bring that about. Because if you see a bad thing going on, and we were taught this, if you see something bad happening, someone doing someone wrong, and you don't try to stop that person or stop that thing from happening, it is as though you are doing that yourself.
That's
right. You are equally responsible for what happens when you don't try to stop something from happening that it's not right or that it's not just or good. So we think about our position on earth. It's our responsibility to one another. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes, thank you, sister. First of all, before I go any further, I want to say that Allah said in the Holy Quran, his final revelations for all people, Allah said, take a stand for justice. You know, justice ain't going to just come about. First of all, we must understand that this is not a just world we live in. Allah said this is an unjust world. So if you sit around and wait for justice to come to you, you'll be waiting until you die. You have to command justice from yourself. And once you command justice of yourself, Allah the Creator, he will bless you with his power and enforce his justice in your life, and then you will be one standing up for justice. Even Allah says, stand up out for justice as witness to his truth, even if it's against the rich or the poor or yourself. For Allah says he's the one that has power to protect both, all, you see. So we must understand this, people, that justice, you have to fight for justice. And the fight that you have to fight for justice is not white people fighting black people. It is people, period, fighting their own desires over the will of their creator. You want justice? Obey your creator. He's all just. That word itself says he's all just. So ain't nobody, nothing he created got no justice to give you. If you want justice, you got to go to your creator. And I want to read this from the Holy Quran. It's Surah 61, and it's some commentary that I know is very, very helpful with the talk. Allah say, this is the purpose He created you. Allah say, this is the purpose He created everything in creation. Allah says here, says here, all glory shine, Allah's glory, excuse me, shines through all creation. Like the beautiful sun is shining out there right now. Allah say, but what discipline can you show in your actions to back up your words and saying you believe in the Creator, Allah? You know, a lot of people say they believe in the Almighty God, Allah, and they call Him by different names, Allah, but it ain't but one Creator, whether they want to believe it or not, because they soon to believe. And they're going to bow down and submit to the one Creator, Allah. Allah said, what lessons can you learn from the story or the history of Prophet Moses and Prophet Jesus? Allah say, help the cause of His truth. Allah say, His help will come to you with glorious results. That's how you get justice. Allah say, His glory shines through all the universe. But Allah say, what deeds can you show of unity, trying to unify with other people and discipline your life so you can show love to yourself and others and be righteous in your life and spread Allah's righteousness in your life to other people just by living right yourself? Allah say, have you, what righteousness or love do you have to show in your conduct? Allah say, do you only mock and insult the messengers and the teachers of His truth that He sent to you, as they did in the days of old? Allah say, no, trust in Allah and strive your utmost in Allah's cause of justice and truth. Allah say, little have we to give here in this world in the service of Allah. But Allah said, glorious is the reward that Allah will give us now in this world and in the eternal life to come. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabab, the Alpha Alpha Creator. At this time, I'm going to see again if there are any questions or comments from you, our listening audience. We have a 313-412-1275 number. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? We don't have any comments at this number. Let's try the 313-213-6568 number. Could you give your name and tell us where you are calling from?
Yeah,
We can't understand you, brother. You got noise in the background. You're distracted. We can't understand anything you're saying. What did you say? What did you say?
We apologize, brother. We're not able to hear you well. You're not coming in clear to us. Okay, so can I hear the brother? He's not clear. Brother, we can understand what he's saying. We apologize. Maybe if you can hear your phone up a little, I'll hold it in such a way that we can hear better. You're not coming in here. right, let's see if we have someone else on the line who would like to say. We have this 419-418-4367. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Would you mute that brother and get him off the phone, please? Disturbing other people.
Yes, okay. Thank you. Yes, I did. I just took him off. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I apologize. The brother was still on the line. Okay. Now, could you give us your name and tell us where you are calling from?
Hi, Shlomo. This is Zuhur. I'm glad to see that you're back on air. And inshallah, that Allah continue to bless you to get well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sister. It's so good to have you with us today. And we pray that you are enjoying the message that you are receiving from Imam Shahid Shabbat.
Yes. Inshallah, I recognize the voice that was on earlier. Apparently, he wasn't understanding what you were saying, and because he wasn't coming in clear, but I'll talk to them later. But yes.
Thank you for that information. I wasn't really able to understand him at all. He was rather blurred on my end.
Yeah, I'll let them know.
Thank
you. Okay. All right, I just want to say assalamu alaikum and wish you well. Continue to be healthy.
Thank you very much. And likewise, thank you, and thanks for calling in. We pray that you are enjoying the show.
Yes.
Okay, let's see if we have another number here. 336-725-3189. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Okay, I believe that's it. And now back to Imam Shahid Shabazz.
All right, thank you very much. And again, we want to thank the sister for your prayers. And we thank all the people around the country who've been praying for you, Sister Esther, because the people really enjoy, you know, your commentary or your tafsir, your teachings of this beautiful, clear, easy way of life to understand if you have the will. That's the key. And we have to have the will for justice. Yes, we have to have the will for justice. Allah says also, and his prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the special prayers and peace be upon him, he said, if you see an injustice, the first way you should try to righten that injustice is with your actions. Yes, not sitting down. He said, if you can't fight it with your actions, the next way to fight it is with your voice. Speak out against it. The injustice. And he said the weakest of faith is your heart, but it's still faith. He accepts. If you can't change it in either of those ways, he said at least hate it in your heart. And he'll still bless you for that, just because you hate the injustice. And this is because Allah says the believer's intention is better than our action. And Allah says that ungodly people, their intention is worse than their actions. We want to read from the Holy Quran again simply because this particular surah, it speaks about loss and gain. You know, right now, most Muslim, Christian, and most people, especially with this coronavirus, they're wearing the masks everywhere. It looks like doctors everywhere. And they're so scared to die physically. They're so scared to lose their material things. They're so scared to lose their husband, their wife, their children. And you know, that's unnatural. You know why that's unnatural? Because it's not in the nature of the human being Allah created to be afraid to die if that human being is living a righteous life. I'm going to give you another reason, too, inshallah. Allah said the smartest person is the one who remembers death the most. And Allah said the wisest person is the one that's best ready or prepared for death. Okay? Now, there's another saying I want to give you. It's very popular around the world, especially in America. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. So why are the people scared to die? All around the world, especially in America, I've never seen the people in my 64 years, I was going on 64 years in a few months if I did this, I've never seen them as scared, afraid to die as they are now. And check this out. They're talking about how many people the coronavirus is killing. They ain't even telling you how many people are killing and just killing each other for nothing. Killing each other because you don't look right. You're in a white neighborhood. Killing you because you're black. Count all of those killings up and see what all of them are. Just racist killings outnumber coronavirus or any other virus. People killing each other just for the sake they don't like somebody for some reason. They disagree with you, so rather than just let it go and maybe y'all can agree later on, they hate you. They don't want to ever talk to you because we disagree. Allah didn't create us like that. Allah said, I say again, He created us as tribes, races, and different as individuals that we might get to know each other and love each other, not hate and despise each other because of our differences. If everybody was alike, then we wouldn't be no need for us to get to know each other. You already know me. I already know you. Allah said if He wanted to make everybody the same, He could have did that. So the differences we got subserve our ends to try to get to know each other for the betterment. So I can learn the good from you that Allah put in you. You learn the good from Allah in me, and we can use that good to help make our world down here a good world like Allah made in the beginning, a good and just world. That's what it's for. And as I read from the Holy Quran, this particular surah, and these ayahs is very important because most people think if they lose their body or lose material things, they're lost. You see, I know a man by the name of Forbes. He had $350 billion, and he died. Could he take any of that $350 billion with him? No. No. No, he had to leave it right back here. Because nothing we got here, even our body, is ours. It's just lent to us by Allah. It's borrowed. And you got to answer for how you used it. If you used it for good, to please Allah, you're going to get a good reward, a great reward, and that reward is going to be eternal paradise. But if you use your body and the foods Allah give you for selfish reasons, to be glorified by people and glorify yourself, your reward, Allah said, will be eternal hellfire. Take that under consideration, people, seriously, because it's very close, the day of judgment. Allah called this surah Truth to Loss and Gain. It's Surah 64. It says, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious and most merciful. It says, Allah say, whatever is in the heaven and on earth, though declare the praises and glory of Allah. To Allah belongs the dominion, and to Allah belongs all praise. And Allah has power of all things. Allah say, He is the one who have created you people. And Allah say, of you are some that are unbelievers in Allah. And Allah say, and some of you are believers in Him. And Allah say, He sees well all that ye do. Allah say, He has created the heavens and the earth in just proportions. There it is again, just proportions. And Allah say, He has given us shape and made our shapes beautiful. And Allah says to Allah, Allah is the final goal of all. Allah says he knows what is in the heavens and on earth. And Allah says he is the one that knows what you conceal, people, and what you reveal. Yes, Allah knows the way of the secrets of all hearts. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabab. And today the discussion is on in the U.S. and around the world, Black Lives Matter. Yes, and we are saying that because for our Creator created all of us with just. He created all of us just, and he gave us good and just lives. So we have to look at ourselves and learn to respect ourselves before we expect respect from others, and try to be who we are made to be and pleasing to our Creator, and try to know what our purpose is from our Creator, why he put us here, what our mission is on earth, and we live accordingly. And we will see that all lives matter, that lives matter. There is no black, there is no color. There is no color. We are one creation. You have to get away from our physical color and start seeing who a person is from the inside, who they are and who they represent, how they respect themselves and respect others, their conduct on earth. That's what we're looking at. When you look at the people, we're looking at your conduct.
That's right.
How you carry yourself, how you act and behave on earth. That's what's most important. Not what the color of your skin, how much money you have, your position in life. None of that's important. None of that's important to Allah. And he's not
sure
going to be judging about it. He's not going to be judging because of your color of what you had on earth. But your conduct is very important.
Absolutely.
And now, again, people, I give you Imam Shahid Shabab.
Thank you very much. That was very thought-provoking what you said, sister, and very serious to every human being, because you are absolutely right. Allah say it is not in the Holy Quran our material wealth or ourselves or our following and people that will bring us closer to him in degree. Allah says only our faith and obedience, righteousness, that will bring us closer to him in step stages and spiritual degrees. Yes, I want to read here again from the Quran because it's very important. Yes, Allah say the life of this world, this is Surah 2 for those who want it, and Ayat 212. Allah say the life of this material world is alluring to those who reject faith, meaning that it's attractive to those who reject faith in Allah. And Allah say they laugh, they scoff, they laugh at those who truly believe in Allah and call us fools, saying things like this here. We ain't got but one life to live. I don't know nothing about no life hereafter. That's just a myth anyway, you know. I ain't never seen no body who died come back, and they say things like that. But Allah say, but the righteous will be above them on the day of resurrection. For Allah bestows Allah's abundance without measure on whom Allah please. Here it is again with justice, as the sister just said. Allah says mankind was one single nation. And Allah sent messengers with glad news and warnings. And with them, Allah sent the book, his truth, his books of truth, and to judge people, between people, excuse me, and matters where people differ, they disagree. But the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, after the clear signs of Allah came to them, Allah said they did not differ among themselves except through what? Selfish contumacy, envy among themselves. Allah say, by Allah's grace, Allah guided the believers to the truth concerning that wherein they differ. For Allah guides whom Allah will, to a path that is straight. And yes, we want to definitely get to this part here, portion here. Allah said, or do you think that ye shall enter the garden of bliss, paradise, without such trials as Allah has came to those who passed away before you? A lot of people think they're going to heaven, but they don't think they're supposed to go through trials and tribulations to get there. Allah said, before us, all the people that's going to heaven, that they encountered on this earth suffering and adversity, and they were so shaken in their spirit, like I be a lot of times, that even the Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet of Allah, he cried, and those of faith with him, they cried, when will come the help of Allah? And Allah revealed to Prophet Muhammad in the same ayat, don't worry, truly the help of Allah is always near to those who do good. Yes, Allah says in this particular ayat, because most people don't fight injustice. They just look at it, they talk about it, and that's the sin of it. But Allah said, and most Muslims, Allah speaking to you right now, most Muslims I've encountered in this world, especially in America, for 46 years, they don't like fighting. That's why we have the conditions in just in America so terrible, because the Muslims are the main one to blame. Allah said, just as Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as he was a witness, a shaheed of his truth for all Muslims of how to live a righteous life in accord with his will. He said the Muslims are obligated to be witnesses for mankind of the life following Prophet Muhammad's example to show the world the life he created for all human beings. So Allah said, and Prophet Muhammad, I want you to understand him, like all the other prophets and messengers, they had to fight to establish the truth on this earth. A lot of them gave their lives. But you got these Muslims today, just the Muslims I'm talking about right now, they're not willing to give their lives, especially in America, to establish the lost truth. They fear people. They fear the white man and the Jews, and they don't fear Allah. They fear losing their physical life rather than losing their immortal soul. So we'll go on from that point. Allah say, here, fighting in his cause is prescribed upon the Muslims. And Allah say, most Muslims dislike fighting. But Allah say, to them he posing the question, but is it possible that you dislike a thing which is good for you, and that you love a thing which is bad for you, but Allah know and you know not? So Allah is saying, hey, Muslims and people, you don't like fighting against evil in yourself. You don't like fighting against your own evil desires. Huh? This is how evil get in the world. People let it in the world through themselves, following their own evil desires, carnal desires. And Allah said, if you don't fight your carnal desires will lead you to self-destruction and the hellfire. And Allah also says about that, that if you don't even be in nobody else's business, Allah says, he created each person, and that person only have enough time, and he's given that person only the ability to save their own soul, that nobody else can save nobody else. And Allah say, you're not true in faith in him until you gain self-mastery, mastery over yourself, your false, ungodly desires. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And he teaches today on, in the U.S. and around the world, Black Lives Matter. And he's letting you know why Black Lives Matter. And people, we must look at ourselves in the way of knowing that we need self-respect. Self-respect. and consider how we conduct ourselves so that others will know who you are. People know who you are by the way that you conduct yourself, the way that you live your life, and what you do each day, how you treat each other. This tells the person who you are. And this is what matters. It matters as to how we treat each other on earth and how we conduct our lives on earth. These are the things that matter. And this is why not just black lives, but all lives matter. Allah created us all. He created all life. And since he created all life, then all life matters. So we don't need to say that, even though we understand why it's dead, because, yes, we have the police and the law and others of other races who want to feel that they are better because of a color or the position than black people are, and they're killing me. This is what they're trying to get this message out, to let them know that we are as important as you are. We are human beings like you are, yes. And our lives matter too. Someone is saying, well, white lives matter too. Yes, but it's a white who, we hate to say it, but it's reality. They're the ones who's killing the blacks or others who are acting as though black lives don't matter. And this is why this message is out here. It's obvious that their lives matter because they're treating each other good, like they should, respecting each other, seeing each other in the best way. But it's just the contrary when it comes to black lives. And this is why we must speak out and let the world know that we are humans too. We're just as good as the other person because we are all from one creator. And he didn't make a difference in any of us. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes, thank you, sister. And you're absolutely right. You know, people, all life matters to Allah. And like the sister said, we as an African-American people in particular, we have suffered over 400 years of racism and racial bigotry, racial colonialism, imperialism for over 400 years, more worse than any people ever been put in slavery. This is recorded in history. So now, even though the black slaves built up this country for these European white people, they still, and one thing I'll say about them that's different from us, Queen Elizabeth II, that was the first queen, her daughter, she took over the throne when her mother passed. And she was talking to an ambassador from America, and she told him to come back and tell the North and the South, stop fighting and killing up the slaves. She said, the slaves, they are our comrades. In other words, she was saying all black slaves, they just was money for them. They was their wealth. So don't kill up your wealth. They didn't consider us human beings then, over 400 years ago. And in fact, they also said, the sister just told you, Allah created all of us equal, but no, the white man changed that, European over here in America changed that law of Allah and said, no, all the people are human beings, but black Americans, they're three-fifths of a human being. I don't want you to be a human being. You either human or you're not. So for 400 years, psychologically, that has been like an eating cancer in black America and reduced black America as a whole, Muslims too, to thinking of themselves as inferior to so-called white people. To such a degree that they won't even stand up against them when they're killing their children, when they're killing them for nothing. No reason at all. They fear white America. And it's understandable because the horrible things, the horrific things they did to our people, they had to survive, so they conformed to them things. But now, in the time we're in with modern technology and all, you can, and you don't have pain on your feet no more. you can be free to move about and seek knowledge, seek a lost truth, and undo psychologically what slavery has did to you to make you hate your own self as black American, make you hate and despise your own self and love and adore and worship white people and now what was called back in slavery, overseer house Negroes or house niggers. You got a plenty of them running around here today, like Al-Haj Malik Shabazz said. So, yes, we want you to understand that black people, if you want to get people to know that your life matters, you can't get it just by marching and talking. You got to change your life. Change your lifestyle. Are you cutting yourself with self-respect? I tell you what, Allah's blessing me to do that, and I don't have no problem out of white. They have guns, they be shooting all around me down here in North Carolina. They don't even touch me. I was saying to some people yesterday, I was in the project where the blacks killing each other like Grant went through Richmond. And the lady say, this man been doing this for years, and he walk in and he walk out. She say, he got a protective shield around him. And she's right. Allah says in the Quran, he is the protector of those who truly believe in Allah. But Allah said, those who reject faith in Allah, their creator, they don't have no protection. So black people, if you want to get protection from this injustice, and you want people to know that your life matters too, then live like the sister said, live a life to show people that your life matters. With self-respect, with dignity, with integrity, with honor, with love for one another. Then you ain't got to open your mouth. People will know your life matters, and they will treat you accordingly. Because why? Allah will make them treat you accordingly. Because you're obeying his just laws. That's how you get justice for black lives and get people to know that black lives matter. So I imagine we don't have a lot of time, and it doesn't mean that nobody wants to come on and speak. I had a whole lot to say. Still got a whole lot to say. We talked the rest of the day about this here because time is winding up real fast, and it ain't no time to be holding back on the truth. It's time to give your whole life to who it belongs to, your creator, the one that gave you life and the one that soon going to take your life. It ain't nothing you can do about it. It ain't none of your material things can save you. You see? So, yes, all life matters. But black lives can only matter because of the fact that, you know, black people, in particular in America, we are special people, not because of our race, but because of our slave experience through thousands of years and through the worst here in America. Our law, our creator has allowed us to go through this to prepare us to be leaders in righteousness, his righteousness. Because anytime you can send a people through all of that, you would think them people would hate the people that done that to them, but instead, they blacks don't hate white. Blacks hate other blacks, which I'm not justifying any hate against white or black or white. But surely, if somebody's always ticking on me, if we had bullies in school and he was taking everybody's lunch money and smacking people and taking their cigarettes or whatever, and everybody was scared of him, I was too. But one day I said, I can't live in fear. I got to take a stand for this justice for everybody else. But I was doing it for myself. But it did help everybody else because I was blessed to beat that bullet so easily. I told that bully, I said, if you go around and you bully and mistreat anybody else and they tell me you got another whooping coming, I'm going to whoop you again. I'm going to whoop you again. And he said, no, I'm not going to do it. He said, well, we can be friends. So you're not going to get justice until you stand up to these bullies in the government and out of the government. Don't just think the government is doing you injustice. No, you're doing injustice to yourself by living a hypocritical life and just the ungodly life, a life where you just don't give a damn. You're going to do what you want to do against the will of your creator. You ain't even going to acknowledge him that he woke you up this morning. You ain't even going to acknowledge him that all the good that's happening to you come from him. You ain't even going to thank him for his mercy when you know that the creator, if he punished all of us for what we deserve, he say all of us would go to hell right now. None of us would go to heaven. You don't even thank him for that. That's why he say a 99 out of every 1,000 persons on the day of judgment going to hell, 999 out of 1,000, and only one person is going to paradise. So with that said, that's kind of bringing us on to the conclusion of this talk. And we hope that you got something out of it that will help you, in particular as black people, to understand that's the only way you're going to get justice. And anybody else listening in other race, know that we're one human race. And when we treat each other just, then the Creator will shower down more of his justice on us, his love, his grace, and we'll have a world down here on earth like it is in heaven. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, like my friend, you have been listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. And now that we have only 2 minutes left, we'll have Imam Shahid Shabbat now close for today with a prayer.
Thank you very much. We will close by first of all saying there is no Creator, no God but Allah. And Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Ibn Abdullah is the last and universal prophet of Allah for all humankind. With that said, we want to close as we open with the Al-Fatiha, the beginning surah chapter in the Holy Quran. And that's Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. We said in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship and thy in aid we see. Show us, Allah, the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and favor, not of those whose portion is wrath, nor of those who go astray from your just and righteous way. Amen. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. You have been listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Join us again next Sunday, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and have a peaceful day. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something's